RCR with Paul Brennan, Reality Check Radio.
Over the weekend, it came to my attention that a new website is online, wokeup.nz. So I went in and had a look. I thought, maybe we should find out more about this. It's an initiative of Family First NZ, and a good friend of RCR now, I think it's fair to say that, is Bob McCroskrie, director of Family First NZ. He's with us to talk about wokeup.nz and whatever else surrounds that. And I can kind of make a few guesses. Bob, welcome back to RCR. You're doing a bit of stirring here, are you?
Good morning, Paul. Always good to be on the show. Well, not really stirring. It's really just been something that families have been asking us for. And I think that what a lot of people feel is that they're sick of going and purchasing products and being given a side serving of wokeness or told what to believe in LGBT or climate alarmism or critical theory, or having to round up their purchase to the nearest dollar so that they can donate to Inside Out to indoctrinate our kids. And so there was this kind of, I think we've observed what happened overseas, especially with Bud Light and also Target. And there's been a few other companies that have had some really bad press because they've really got involved in the so-called culture war and they've pushed their values on customers. And we sort of felt that businesses should really simply focus on their core issues. I mean, we know it's rife in education and government departments and personal pronouns and celebrating every, day there is in terms of rainbow and LGBT and all those types of things. But businesses are starting to push it as well. And also, we've been contacted by staff who are also working in some of these companies and are sick of being told to wear the lanyard and put their personal pronouns in their emails. So we actually floated that we were going to do this, believe it or not, a year ago, and it's taken us this long because it was actually a massive job and we wanted to get it right.
I didn't mean to be flippant at the start when I said you're making a stir.
Yeah.
But the first thing I thought of is this will stir it up when I saw it over the weekend, because it's kind of like a fight back. Do we have any idea? I think there have been polls not too long ago that will tell us how New Zealanders feel about doing business with, okay, woke businesses or companies. There's obviously an awareness of it. And you cited those, those big global stories that highlighted it.
Yeah. Now, the interesting thing is that we actually did do some polling because I was interested to know just where people were at on this and whether this whole concept would just fall flat. Nobody was really interested in it. So we used Courier Market Research, and I think it was about last September, and we found that it was sort of even. About a third of respondents wanted businesses to stay neutral, 20% of them wanted to take a stand, and 45% had no preference. But then when we said, would you boycott a business that took a public stand on a controversial issue that you disagreed with, two-thirds of respondents said yes, it was somewhat or very likely they would. Now, one thing that we've learned, which I always knew anyway, is that a lot of people say somewhat likely because often we don't have any other choice. What we found is that when you actually review, for example, banks or even supermarkets, it's pretty hard to find non-woke examples. And telcos as well. The whole industry is rife with this virtue signaling and pushing critical theory and this gender equality 40-40-20 on their employment and on their boards. And so often it's choosing the lesser of two evils, and that's what a lot of people have realised. You know, if you went to the website, you'd quickly figure out, oh, gee, actually, I can't buy that good because all the businesses are woke. So you're obviously picking the least likely. But we have put out the feelers to say, hey, do you know of examples of companies? And the other thing that we've also realised is that often this wokeness is coming from the head office top down. And if you take, for example, a supermarket chain, you can have individual proprietors or owners of stores that aren't pushing it, that actually don't like it themselves. You can also have staff within banks, for example, who are sick of all the virtue signaling in the banks, but they're just good staff members and they're trying to be an influence where they are. So, you know, we encourage people to take that into account. We're not calling for a cancel culture. We're not saying we want to take these businesses out of business. We're simply saying know who you're purchasing from, who you're giving your money to, and perhaps think about your decision making when you approach these businesses.
This could be challenging for some businesses, Bob. I'm thinking because the businesses that practice, you know, diversity, equity, inclusion.
Yeah.
That's internal as well. You mentioned that you'd had, you know, staff members forced to wear lanyards and, I don't know, take the oath or whatever. This forces a whole lot of other things, potentially.
Yeah, I mean, I think we want to stand with employees that are feeling under the pump and aren't able to speak up. And a lot of them contact us and send me, you know, the latest LGBT day that they have to celebrate and pink shirt day. And some of the messaging, I mean, for example, we've put out some media releases around the ACC and all their messaging around women and men who identify as women and women not having privacy in their own spaces. So I think we want to stand with employees that are having to put up with this type of messaging. But yeah, I think we do need to push back. I mean, I'm happy to push back against any company that is promoting gender ideology when it's coming to our children and is forcing or, you know, making them think about that they can change their sex and putting them on puberty blockers and hormone blockers. So hormone therapy. So if this is what it takes to get companies to think twice about affiliating with radical institutions like Inside Out, and Rainbow Youth and others, then so be it. And I mean, there's a lot of companies that are also pushing critical theory and you know, specifically, they talk about diversity and equity and inclusion. But of course, if you raise the fact that you think only a woman can give birth and only men have penises, then you'll quickly find out that diversity, equity, and inclusion doesn't apply to your thoughts. So it's a bit of a it's a poison chalice. But I think, you know, we're seeing what's happening to our culture. We're seeing the division it's causing, and it's time for us to gently push back on these companies and say, look, if you keep serving me up this wokeness every time I come in for a purchase, then I'm going to take my business elsewhere.
Yeah, what I'm thinking is it could give a kind of permission to sort of start to unbundle that from the inside. If you're a company that is even just being on a list like that is probably something you don't want to be on, you know?
And we've heard that there have been some organisations, for example, on the Rainbow Tickles or Pride Pledge that haven't renewed it, have pulled away or even have not been so overt about their support. I mean, the examples in the United States that I mentioned is Bud Light, who sort of tried to muscle up and change all their advertising from a guy who's pretending to be a girl, Dylan Mulvaney, to being, you know, more butch. And there's also Target, who obviously pushed Pride products and also push the tuck-friendly underwear for boys who want to hide their appendage so they can look like girls. And they've backed off from some of that. I also saw that, for example, Starbucks in the United States, they had lots of regalia all around Pride, and they actually started to pull some of it down because of the pushback from customers. So, you know, I think we really need to just gently push back against some of this ideology. We've sat back for too long and we've been quiet and we're seeing the result.
People have to know it's there. How do you do that effectively at scale if it's to have any impact, really, right? So how are you going to do that?
Yeah, I think people are sharing it and making it known, and people have been pretty excited that judging by the traffic that we're getting just in the last 24 hours, we are encouraging. One of the key things is that we're wanting people to report not only woke businesses, but also businesses that aren't pushing this type of stuff down your throat. So are willing just to serve without all the virtue signaling. And we're getting examples of that. We've been contacted by businesses who want to be profiled on it. So I think the contact us form is really important because we're, and that's being super busy if I just look at my inbox right now. And that is people reporting examples, both good and bad. So the website doesn't only contain businesses that you might want to think twice about. It also includes businesses that aren't woke. A classic example is farmers. We actually found that there's very little wokeness around farmers' stores. So, you know, those are ones that you might think about. But as I said earlier on, really important to emphasize is that some of it's often coming from head office, but often some of the branches don't want anything to do with it. So check out your local branch and also take into account that there are employees who are also frustrated with it. And look, one of my favorite quotes is from Reverend Billy Graham, who said, "When a brave man takes a stand, it stiffens the spines of others." And I think by us just highlighting that, yes, we need to push back against it because we're seeing the effect on our culture, then it stiffens the spines of those who are working in these companies just to speak up. There's been a lot of pressure. There's been a lot of silencing of them and, you know, coercion to bow down to this and attend all the training courses and the DEI courses and put the pronouns on their emails. And we're encouraging them to exert a bit of spine and to speak up against it.
I'm just on the site as we talk now, and I'm going through the browse part of it, and it's every major company and brand, mate. Pretty well, isn't it? I mean, boy, well, what did Mrs. Marsh say? It does get in. It's got in a lot of places. It's all the main brands. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if you look under banks and finances, I mean, you know, you all the banks are woke, and you go down to Kiwi Bank and you scroll down there and it's you know, they've got the Young New Zealander of the Year being Chenille Lau. Kiwi Bank sponsored that. You've got, for example, in the telcos, Spark, who were having a go at TERFs, and then other brands getting in behind other telcos. The food and drink as well. But you're right, Paul, they have, but they've done it by default because nobody has really spoken up and challenged and pushed back. And so we're happy to encourage that. And I mean, we've also got a section called News where we and we've actually just put up a new post just today listing the most woke businesses in New Zealand, which will be an interesting read if you want to know. They are The Warehouse, Air New Zealand, Spark, One New Zealand, all the banks basically, and Starbucks.
And then
we give some possible alternatives. For example, TSB and SBS in terms of banks. But you also notice in the news, we also just cover some of these individual organisations like Bonds and Rip Curl and Lego and Doritos who have just done some really dodgy stuff. Even, for example, some of the ticker tech agencies like Eventbrite, which operates in New Zealand and shut down hosting a conference, which was actually a pro-woman event because they got targeted by people like Chenille Lal and other groups who said that we shouldn't be hosting, you know, events that actually talk that are pro-woman. Shock horror. So, you know, people just need to be aware of that.
Well, you make a very good point, because the other worry is if this develops and doubles down, yeah, who's to know you're not getting a mortgage because you don't have the right, you're not on the same song sheet on this. You know, that's where it could go to.
Well, we already know of examples of banks actually closing down accounts. Of course, there was, his name slipped my mind, the UK guy that did the referendum.
Farage.
Farage, who's just decided to stand, I think. Did he just announce that in the next couple of days?
Yeah, he was looking pretty dapper, so he was making some sort of announcement, yeah.
So his bank accounts were closed down, and then there's been a couple of conservatives in the States, and I do know of groups in New Zealand who have applied for bank accounts, and they have been put over the grill about what their view is in these areas. And so you can either just shut up and just say, oh, well, I just need to put up with it, or you can go looking for alternatives. And look, I think the other thing that people will say is, oh, well, you're just encouraging a cancel culture. No, we're not. We don't want these businesses to go out of business. We just want them to stop serving up this wokeness every time you make a purchase. And so it's people making choices. That's not cancel culture. Cancel culture is when you totally destroy a person's career and take them out. And we don't want people to lose jobs in these woke companies either. We want them to just develop some backbone. We'll stand with them and push back on some of these policies in those companies. And I think probably, Paul, there will be people listening to your show right now that will be cheering and say, yeah, I am sick of it in my company. I'm sick of it being rammed down. In fact, that's probably part of the reason they listen to RCR, because they understand the importance of having a free voice.
Imagine having to fake that in the workplace just to stay safe. I mean, what a hit on dignity that is.
Oh, it's a huge amount of coercion, but it's a matter of just being able to hold on to your job. And so it is incredibly frustrating, but I think people have got to the point where they say, look, it's just so rife in our culture, as you alluded to earlier, that they feel they have to just put up with it. And I guess we're just giving a little nudge and saying, well, you may not be able to totally change it, but hey, have you pushed back at all? Have you made any challenge on this ideology that's coming through? You know, have you been a little bit brave? And we want to encourage them to do that. We don't want them to lose their job. We want them to be, you know, wise. But at the same time, we want them to give some strength to their voice.
If people want to get in touch over this, Bob, can they go through the website? Is that the way to go?
Yeah, just wokeup.nz, and there's a contact us form. Tell us about the companies that you think are not woke, and really encourage them. Like I say, we've been contacted by some business owners who say they don't buy any of this stuff, and you know, they're keen to be profiled. And the other thing is, you can also, you know, give us examples of where you've seen examples of wokeness. And I tell you what, we've had a few examples come through today. But we've also had some really fantastic support. You know, people just saying, oh, this is well overdue. And yeah, it's just amazing.
Okay, so the site is wokeup.nz. I've been talking to Bob McCroskey, director, Family First NZ, who've put up the site wokeup.nz. Great idea. Interesting idea. Going to follow it, Bob. We should stay in touch and kind of find out the volume and the essence of what comes through to you. I'd be really interested to know.
Yeah, I will be too. I'll get on to my tech guy and ask him, actually. It's a good question.
We want the data. We want the data.
The data. Okay.
All right. Thanks, Bob. Yeah.
Cheers.
Are you on the RCR mailing list? Never miss a beat of the news and hard-hitting stories you've come to know and love. Stay in the loop. Visit realitycheck.radio/email.